Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shabashati Bhattacharji. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Panna, conferred the state gold and silver medals on distinguished individuals and organizations in recognition of their outstanding contributions to the state. At Lok Bhavan, Itanagar, the state gold medal was awarded to Havildar and Honorary Naib Subedar Lekhi Pasang, retired of the 2nd Battalion Arunachal Scouts, whistleblower late Gyama Padang of the Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission and the Women Police Station, Pasighat. The state silver medals were given to 14 individuals and two organizations, Deepshika Trust, NGO, Navi Mumbai and Mountain Dwellers, SAG Lilang Village, Bolang Siang District. The governor also presented the Chief Minister's Award for Excellence in Public Administration. Under the initiative of Khelo India Travel Games 2026, the Phase 2 of the Football Championships for Men and Women began at Itanagar. Arunachal Pradesh is hosting the championship in two different venues at Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium, UPR for men's and Rajiv Gandhi Stadium, Nahalagun for the women's. A total of 7 teams from the Northeast are taking part. The winners of the championship will progress to the final round, which will be played in Jharkhand. The Northeast Entrepreneurs Meet 2026 was held today at the Silver Jubilee Auditorium nearest to New Jubilee, Arunachal Pradesh. The meet was organized by the Northeast Business Foundation in collaboration with Institute Innovation Cell, NERIST. The event aimed to foster an inclusive entrepreneurial ecosystem across Northeast India. It brought together experts from different backgrounds and grassroots leaders sharing their ideas, building collaborations and exploring the opportunities for sustainable growth in the Northeastern region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 131st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. India and Brazil exchanged several agreements in different areas, including digital partnership, cooperation in rare earth and critical minerals, MSME and coastal sector in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, held bilateral talks in the national capital. In a joint statement, PM Modi said India-Brazil ties have strengthened under President Lula's leadership. He said bilateral trade ties will be elevated to over $20 billion in next 5 years. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the nation has taken a pledge to wipe out Naxalism from the country by 31st of next month. Addressing the CRPF personnel during the 87th Raising Day parade in Guwahati, Mr. Shah said CRPF jawans and the Cobra battalions are doing unprecedented work in making the country Naxal-free. He said 2,270 brave personnel have laid down their lives in service to the country. He said 700 personnel of this force sacrificed their lives in the Northeast alone. He also conferred medals of bravery to CRPF personnel. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that various technical solutions have been presented at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. Today is the last day of India AI Impact Expo. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.